What's up, this your boy Lil Duval, and check out my podcast, Conversations with Unc, on the Black Effect Podcast Network. Each and every Tuesday, Conversations with Unc podcast feature casuals and in-depth talk about ebbs and flows of life and the pursuit of happiness. Unlike my work on stage, I tap into a more serious and sensitive side to give life advice and simply offer words of encouragement, yet remind folks to never forget to laugh. Every Tuesday, listen to Conversations with Unc, hosted by Lil Duval on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Presented by AT&T. Connecting changes everything.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
When you buy Kroger brand products, you feel like you're winning. That's because they offer proven quality at lower than low prices. In fact, we guarantee that you and your family will love how Kroger brand products taste, or you get your money back. So next time you're shopping for the family, look for delicious Kroger brand products, because they'll make you all feel like you're winning. Shop now, in-store, or online. Kroger, fresh for everyone.
Launch.
Pump it.
Ready, man. They're ready, dude. They're ready.
What's that supposed to mean, dude?
Dude, you're saying I've been ready.
Let me hit this, dude.
It all started when a dumbass met another dumbass, and they met another dumbass, and they became the dumbass trio the end.
I'll do it live, Arnold. Just get back away from the board. Why don't you go get me a beer? Make yourself useful. I'll do it live.
We are the 1, 2, 3
sore losers!
What up, everybody? I am Lunchbox. I know the most about sports, so I'll give you the sports facts, my sports opinions, because I'm pretty much a sports genius.
What's up, everyone? I am Eddie, and I know the least about sports, but I'm your average sports fan, your sports watcher. Don't know the who's, don't know the what's what.
Guys, I don't feel like I can really talk today. I got Abby from The Big Show next to me and Amy from The Big Show on the other side. So
Four things, Coach.
With Amy Brown.
So I'm not going to be able to be myself. What's up, guys? I'm from the North. I'm an alpha male. I live on the west side of Nashville with Baser. We're looking to move. Zillow's all whacked out. Apparently can't get anything for $2,000 anymore. Guys, over to you.
$200,000.
Apartments are going for $200K?
Boys, I am... No, he's buying, right? You're buying, right, Ray?
Oh, yeah. We are buyers.
That's what I'm saying.
I don't think he's a buyer.
He's not a buyer?
doesn't sound like he's a buyer when he's like, yeah, we're a buyer.
Okay.
That tells me he's not a buyer.
I'm in a great mood today.
Why are you in a great mood?
Do you want to know why?
That's a hell of a segue.
Boys, do you know why I'm in a great mood today? Because my Dallas Cowboys are officially coming to Nashville, Tennessee on December 29th, baby.
Woo! They've come here before.
4 years ago.
And you never went.
I did go.
You did?
Yeah. Me and Chip mate. Now, how long ago was that?
Oh, that had to be 7 years
ago. That was the last time I went.
Dip mate, you want to go to the game in Mexico?
So we went. We hung out with all these realtors, and they were like, boys, Chip mate, when are you going to buy a house? How much are you looking? Million.
1.2 million?
1.2, okay.
And how long until he was ready for that 1.2 million?
He's still not ready.
No, but what did he say?
Next year. Hit me up next year. Maybe looking for a house next year.
That's what it's like sometimes when I'm talking to these dads and they're like, I was like jacking around with him. I'm like, how much did your house sell for? A million? He's like, actually more than that. And I'm like, I was just kidding. I know.
Of course it did.
I was trying to go the highest number and be funny. And I was like, geez, man, with this market. Like, he's like, yeah, we just sold our house. I'm like, what'd that go for? A million? He's like, actually more than that. That was an insult. I'm like, oh. Okay, sorry.
Sorry, man. You wanted the beer? This is where I'm a little like taken by the December 29th schedule.
Yeah.
So every New Year's Eve, you know, like Christmas, New Year's trip, I go to Texas, and I'm already in Dallas. Usually by the 29th of December, I'm in Dallas, and the Cowboys are usually playing at home, usually a division game right down the road, and I never go.
Right.
So why would I, or let me say this, how can I convince the family to come back home to Nashville, while for sure we're going to be in Texas.
You're going to base your whole Christmas around the Dallas Cowboys?
Well, Coach,
where do you go for Thanksgiving?
Thanksgiving, we stay here.
Okay, so you don't go to Dallas.
No, I mean, every Christmas, it's the Texas trip.
But if you are in Texas, you don't go to the Cowboys.
I don't, and they're right down the road, dude.
So
why
would you cancel your vacation plans to make a trip to the stadium that's here?
That's my point.
That's so weird.
And it's weird because I've been talking about this for years to my family. When the Cowboys come, we are going. It just so happens to be the day that we're probably going to be in Texas. Now, I could probably talk the family into coming back early to go to the game, but that just doesn't make sense because every year we've been in Texas when the Cowboys are playing about 20 miles down the road, and I never go.
I'm going to stop you right there. I enjoyed your whole story, how you drew it out, but there's one thing you're forgetting. You wear the pants. What do you mean I'm going to present it to the family? Where I want to go to vacation, I go. When I want to go to a pool party, for instance, I go. When I want steak for dinner, I go to Outback, and I'll hang up and listen.
Ray, your wife's in the line. Pick it up.
Yeah. And when I want to gamble, I have to ask my wife.
That's right. Exactly. Hey,
here's the thing. Another thing you're not factoring in.
Mm-hmm.
December 29th.
Mm-hmm.
How do you think the weather's going to be in Nashville, Tennessee?
Freezing.
Freezing ass cold. So guess what? You better watch it on your couch. A lot more comfortable.
And it's a night game, too. So
Oh, boy.
Don't make the mistake of a friend of mine who bought tickets to Geolotus Stadium, or what is that thing called? White Lotus?
Geotus, I don't know.
What the hell is a Geolotus?
Whatever, I call it White Lotus. So a friend of mine bought season tickets to White Lotus, and he didn't even factor in where the sun was going to be. So his entire season now, he's going to be sitting in the sun.
What kind of dumbass would do that?
What an absolute idiot. Like, how stupid can you be?
Yeah, I don't want to be friends with that dude. Sounds like a complete idiot.
I mean, I bet you that idiot probably has gone to two games so far and had to stand on the concourse the whole time because it's too freaking hot sitting in the seat.
Sounds like a dude that would forget to buy parking passes and take a freaking shuttle about 10 miles down the road from the stadium.
Hey, dude. Hey, butthead. Hey, butthead.
I got to take a dump.
A girl is hot, butthead.
Yeah, hot, take a dump.
Eddie, do the Cowboys play anywhere else close, like Atlanta? Maybe you can go see them play the Falcons.
They've played in Atlanta. I don't know. Let me see.
I'm just saying, like, I feel like you're wasting vacation time to come back and sit in the freezing cold at Titan Stadium to watch them when you're right. You don't even go watch them every year when you have the chance to when you're in Texas.
Yeah,
kind of
weird.
Atlanta isn't close with traffic factored in. I've done it before. It's about 5 hours. I'll hang up.
No, it's not.
Maybe it's less.
Yes, it's no more than three. No more than 3 hours.
I love how everybody gets so. Hey, you know what? The greatest thing is the NFL has dominated the world. They have taken over the world because they made a special, like, we're going to announce our schedules. And you know how many people were sitting on the edge of their seat to look at that schedule? Ray, did you look at the Titans schedule?
No, I don't look at the schedule of a team that I don't think is going to win the Super Bowl.
Eddie.
You don't think the Titans will win this year?
No. Okay. It's our last year with Tannehill. They're just using this, and then it's going to be a rebuild. Got rid of A.J. Brown, Malik Zaire, or whatever.
Yeah.
Whatever, the backup guy. It's going to be another 3 years.
No Falcons game.
I was going to say, maybe you could take them to Cincinnati.
They are the Bengals, but they're playing in Dallas.
Oh. But yeah, I don't know. I think it's a bad move. You come back to see the Cowboys against the Titans in the freezing cold.
Is a football game really that drive worthy?
No.
What is something you would drive 3 hours for? And I'll do this.
I've done it for the Braves.
Yes, but
and it rained out.
Yeah, but you were on your way to Florida.
But I did get offered the rain check ticket, so I may do it again here in the next few months.
And Lunch said my answer there. You gave me the answer. A beach. I would drive 3 hours for a beach and a really good casino. Other than that, there isn't and to see family. So there's three. I would not drive 3 hours for anything other than those three things. I'll hang up and listen.
If your chick got a job 4 hours away, you would drive 4 hours away to see your chick. Well, no. What if you had to work here?
interesting way around my fun little game I created. Eddie, thank you for finding a loophole.
Listen, I was talking to someone the other day.
See, Eddie, that was buzzkill. Eddie, that was the stupidest scenario you could have come up with. I was like, let's say
you get AIDS and there's a hospital 4 hours away.
You wouldn't drive?
Nope.
Come on, Coach.
He would probably have a driver or he would stay at that hospital. Oh. That's what I'm saying. Right, I think if I was going to go to two baseball games, I would drive 3 hours, but I'm not driving for an individual event.
Hard pass.
Where
you're going to spend the night in the city, you know, go to dinner.
The city.
Have fun, but I'm not going to drive that far for one game. Like, Pitts is always like, because we love the Jayhawks, and he was always like, dude, they're playing in Lexington. Let's drive. And I'm like, no, dude, I'm not driving straight back.
He's used to driving to Kansas City, Coach.
Right, but he wants to drive however long, 3 hours to a game, watch the game, then drive 3 hours back without going to sleep.
I did that for a round of golf.
Yeah, that was bizarre. Nashville to Kansas City.
It wasn't too bad. It was a day trip. We left at 6 in the morning. I was home by 4.
8 hours from Nashville to Kansas City. Good.
Yeah. I mean, he does it like no problem.
That's a lot.
He does it with no problem. Stops at the casino, sleeps in the car, gets a Slim Jim for dinner, and there you go.
Now, if I could go to the Kansas with the national championship, it was in New Orleans. If I could have been guaranteed second row seats.
You wouldn't have done it.
I would have driven there for that game if I could have the day off work the next day. No, I'm not going to ride my bike 8 hours.
It's downhill, bub.
That's what you talk about on the big show.
No, I never said I'd ride it 8 hours. I said I'd ride it to work.
Is that why you asked me for a ride home today?
No, nope, didn't ask you for a ride home. But that's what I'm saying.
That's
strange. So, yes, Ray, I would drive for certain things over 3 hours, but it comes with caveats. Not Eddie's, if there's a girl that you're dating and she's 4 hours away.
I'm saying is I dated my wife before we lived in the same city 3.5 hours away, and I drove all the time.
How often?
Once a week. Maybe twice a week some weeks.
Twice a week?
Dude, some nights we'd be on the phone, and it was like a Wednesday night, and I'd be like, I really miss you. She's like, I miss you too. I wish you were here. I'm like, I'm on my way. Fired the truck up. I was there in 3.5 hours.
And how long did you stay?
The night. Then I came home the next day.
You drove 3.5 hours to spend the night?
Did it multiple times. Lots of times.
Guys will do crazy things for chicks.
Exactly. And that was my point.
Or dudes.
That's wild.
I wanted to know, are we going to ever discuss? I just want to know, because if not, I'll talk about it at the pool on Saturday. Is anybody going to talk about, really break down the prison escape?
Yeah, I would love to talk about it.
Do you have opinions on it?
Coach, he has all the facts.
Yeah, what do you mean? What do you want to know?
I'm going to just start by saying this.
Vicky White and Casey White.
Not related. Same last names, ironically. This may dispel the entire everything.
They're not married?
No.
So they both have the same last name, but not related?
Not related.
Weird. I for some reason, just thought they got married at some
point. And he referred to her as his wife.
Eddie, they were on the run for 11 days. It's like they had the same last name before they went on the run.
Maybe they got married in prison.
You think that she would be able to have contact with him in prison if they were married?
I thought like they got married like while this was all happening.
Oh, secretively.
Yeah.
Okay.
Not like they were married and he was a guard and no, not like
that. Okay, gotcha. All right, Ray, let's talk about it.
Well, the one thing I wanted to start with is, can we just stop saying that they were masterminds and that it was a well thought out thing? Guys.
Good point.
They bought an orange vehicle as their number two vehicle to drive. And it was such a bad idea because a lot of people on the internet, Reddit and stuff, were saying, oh, she's a cop. She's genius. She thought, let's get the most crazy looking car so people are drawn to that and then switch it up and get a different vehicle.
They bought it or stole it?
No, they bought all these cars. So she got $90,000 out from selling her house and she ended up just buying a bunch of vehicles because their plan was so bad. Originally, she buys an orange vehicle and they try to paint it. Did you see the pictures of how they spray painted it green a little bit?
It was pretty bad.
I mean, that's how
it looked spray painted.
That's how well planned out it was. They made it to Nashville, which was what, maybe 3 hours since we're talking about that? And then they had to spray paint it because they probably saw the news and they're like, all these people are looking for an orange car. We got to make it green. And then they realize, spray paint's making our hands green. Oh, you need more cans of spray paint than one. So then their car breaks down. Because I'm guessing, I think the lady was thrifty, and they said she got it at like a recall lot.
Yeah, like a used lot, whatever.
It was a lemon.
The vehicle breaks down. So then they really have to splurge and get the truck, which is their big body truck that they end up driving to Indiana. But I'm putting all the things about them being well thought out and masterminds and this, that, and the other. Guys, they drove about 8 hours from the jail and thought they were safe. And they went through three different vehicles, and they're in a Motel 6 in a populated area in Indiana.
And that's they went north, not south.
And when we knew that they were going from Alabama to Nashville, instead of maybe going west or maybe going east, they just continued north, baby. Why not keep on 65 if that's what's already brought us here? And they were so small-minded, they thought they were safe. Because they stayed at the hotel. They even had it rented out for another week. They thought they could chill in a populated area for 2 weeks and not get caught with a 6'9 dude who you probably should have thrown in a wheelchair so he's no longer 6'9. Maybe he's about the same height as you.
That's so smart.
So his height needed to be disguised instead of they shaved him. They did something with his hair. It looks like they kind of dyed it reddish. But... And it really just seemed...
I thought they shaved him. Oh, shaved his face.
It was a lot of lust. They banged for a week, 11 days, and that's really all they got out of it. They never... In all the planning, they couldn't have thought, maybe let's go to the woods. Maybe let's head for a border. Let's head for a beach. They just decided, let's go through the heart of America and stop at a Motel 6, and we've made it? I mean, for the people that say it was well thought out, stop saying it, because... I will hang up and listen on that. It was maybe the worst planned jail escape after we look at it with the car painting and the $90,000. They blew it all down to a $30,000. They blew through $60,000 in 11 days. It wasn't well thought out.
And they bought a crappy car.
It was horrible.
When you get out of prison, though, like you're escaping prison, you think that your time is short, right? Like you know you have very limited time. So the whole like... I'm trying to get to a place where I can change my identity, live the rest of my life incognito. No one will know who I am. I don't even think that crosses their mind because I doubt that they seriously think they're going to get away with it and live the rest of their life free. So to that point, I think they're just like, F it. Let's just freaking go wherever we want. Try our best to stay hidden, but let's just have the time of our life for the next 5 days.
I think the original plan of how she got him out of prison was well thought out.
Yes. Oh,
can you break that down? Because I don't know. Okay.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Zero Foxtrot isn't just a brand. It's a way of life. Founded and operated by veterans, Zero Foxtrot's unique apparel and gear echoes the grit of the warrior culture. Zero Foxtrot dedicates itself to producing content, honoring the sacrifices of forgotten heroes of the past, and connecting history to the present. Embark on a journey with Zero Foxtrot today at ZeroFoxtrot.com. It's not merely our products. It's about the ethos that we embody. Rugged, resilient, and timeless.
Hey, this is Jody Sweetin from the podcast How Rude, Tanneritos. As a nostalgic voice from your past, I'm here to remind you that amongst the stressful and chaotic existence we live in 2024, you deserve to get away. It's time for a vacation, no matter when you're hearing this. And let me tell you how you'll get there. The 2024 Hyundai Santa Fe. Want to bring the family to the mountains with the Santa Fe's available H-Track all-wheel drive? Well, it's got standard third-row seating and available dual wireless charging pads for the kids who just want to stare at their phone and not talk to you. You know what I mean. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Okay, so what she did, she was the supervisor at the jail. Like, she was the boss. Like, I believe maybe second in charge, something like that.
Five-time employee of the year.
Because the warden would be in charge? Like, that high in charge?
No, I don't know about that, but I'm talking about with interaction guards. With the inmate and guards, right? So she's the supervisor. So no one below her is really going to question her what she's doing. So what she did is there was no one around, so she says, hey, I have to take this guy to the courthouse. And the people underneath her are like, oh, okay, that's not really how it works. You're supposed to be two people, but you're the boss, so, okay, I guess you're doing it right. So she had it planned out where there would be no one else around that would be able to help her. So there's one guy there, and he's lower than her on the totem pole. So he's like, okay, that makes sense. You're the boss. You know what you're doing. You've been here for 17 years. And she had the car parked at a shopping center a mile and a half from the jail, and they went, and they got in that car and drove off.
What happened to the dude? The other guard.
What do you mean?
What did he do?
They said they had 3 hours of runtime before anybody.
No, there was the other guard didn't go with them. That's what I'm saying. He was just at the jail.
Okay, usually
there were supposed to be two other guards with her, but since no one was around, she did it when there was a time that they weren't going to be around because they were scheduled to be somewhere else. So it was really smartly thought out. She sold her house for under market price.
How long ago before the escape did she sell her house?
Or maybe a month.
Okay.
And she moved in with her mom. And then she put in her retirement papers to make it look like, oh, I'm ready to retire. When she knew the next day she was about to go on the run with this dude that was going to be on trial for murder. And he was already in there for 75 years for other crimes. So I think that part was really well planned out.
But they didn't have an end game in place.
That's the problem. So they had no end game. I thought for sure they had something set up, a cabin in the woods, maybe a former criminal or a family friend said, hey, there's this spot out in the woods, and this is where you should go stay. I thought they had that lined up. But no, instead, they are just jumping in car to car to car and driving places. And in the 911 audio, when they're on the phone with 911 during the police chase, you can hear her say, because you wanted to stay in a blanking Motel 6. Like, we could, you know, like, I feel like
she said that.
She was saying we could have made it and had a decent shot at this, but you wanted to be at a Motel 6 for a couple weeks.
Because, Coach, he's been in sleeping on terrible mattresses for years. I mean, showering with other dudes. He wants a nice hotel for the night.
Well, I think she meant we should have been in the woods. We should have been in a cabin.
And he's like, I've been in a jail cell this whole time. I want a freaking hotel.
Right. And
with
so they
complimentary
but what's
breakfast.
Crazy is they'd been at the hotel for like 6 days.
He's living the life.
But they abandoned that truck at the car wash. I thought they were washing the truck.
Yeah, you guys are idiots. Like, no.
Okay, but here's my question. Why
did they not put the truck in a mall parking
lot? Yes! Or like a Walmart where there's cars coming and going all the time, so you're not going to notice that this truck is just sitting there.
A parking lot, you know very well, working at Sam's, that you would notice a car being stuck there for more than 2 days. One day.
No.
That truck's been there for a day. That truck's been there for 2 days. Okay, that truck's been there for 3 days.
You park it in the middle of the parking lot with other cars, you just think, oh, it must be someone that works here.
No, you guys are underestimating the population in this country and the amount of people that are always nosy and looking at things. Like you say, cabin in the woods, right? You ever gone to the woods? There's someone that lives in the woods, and he knows or she knows any movement in the 20-mile radius around that person.
True.
Well, that's where Uncle Jimmy lives. And
right.
That's Tommy's house. Tommy's been there for 20 years. Now they're this random couple that just showed up living in a random cabin right down the street from us. Huh, or right down the road, the dirt road, or whatever. It doesn't matter. People are everywhere.
Yes.
The car wash, you ever been at those car washes? No one's ever there.
But you leave a truck at a car wash, it's noticed the next day. Walmart, you have 3-4 days before they're like, huh, maybe the same person doesn't notice the truck.
How long had the car been at the car wash?
A day.
One day.
And the owner was like, well, that car was here yesterday. That's weird. And he called police, and they're like, oh, I don't think it's abandoned yet. You know,
That's how they ultimately got busted.
They literally just left it in the stall of the car wash. Like, what are you doing?
An owner.
Like, that's so stupid.
It checks his car wash all the time. Was like, why is this truck in the car wash? Oh, the door's open. let me call police. That's how they got busted.
I think they thought. Let me see. I think they thought.
Somebody said they left it open.
What, the car?
So that somebody maybe steal it.
Well, I think that they thought when you put a car in one of those stalls, it's not visible from the street, maybe. Maybe it's like, it's almost like it's kind of hidden. But what they didn't know is that there's an owner. That there's always an owner at those cars. They do look abandoned, but someone's always there either to clean the air conditioner or the vacuums out.
Yep.
Someone to make sure there's
a quarter
soap
machine.
Like someone to collect the quarter machine. That part they didn't think about.
I don't understand why you would. I would rather take my chance in a Walmart parking lot where it never closes. It's open 24 hours a day.
I know, but you would
notice.
So
there's always cars coming and going, and you don't notice where the. I mean, if I worked at Sam or at Walmart, I would not notice the same car parked in that parking spot.
Did you ever work overnight at Walmart or just day?
Just day.
So the overnight people, there's only 10 cars in the parking lot at Walmart. No. You ever been to Walmart at 3 in the morning?
And also, guys, I have the perfect answer.
Go ahead.
What is 24 hours?
Walmart, he just said.
What else? I'm not
Waffle
doing,
House.
I'm not doing a big show.
7-Eleven.
What is 24 hours?
Hell yeah. Waffle House.
What is in
a casino?
What is in Evansville casino. That's 24 hours? They could have parked it at the casino and nobody would have found it for years.
Oh, I disagree because they actually have security guards at a casino that they drive
check the vehicles?
Lots. Drive the lots.
And the golf carts?
Yeah, they drive in the golf carts. But at the
good
same
thinking,
time.
Though, but you know what? Mastermind.
But how observant.
You would have gotten popped
but
too.
But at the same time, how observant are these security guards driving in these little golf carts? They probably don't notice when a truck's been there for 3 days.
Coach, but you have to.
What makes me mad is they had the perfect recipe for success.
They really did.
If you're in jail, this is just anybody knows this already. This is common knowledge. If you're in jail, your only way out is to befriend one of the guards and possibly date them. Romantically, you do that, that's your way out. Then after that, you either need to have a plan. Are you going for a border or are you going to the woods? And so if you choose the woods, you got to go to the woods and have supplies for 2 years. They didn't have that. She could have easily been planning a place in the woods in Alabama for the past year. They've been dating for 2 years.
Right.
And
she could have bought something. You know what I mean?
She could have bought something years ago in somebody else's name. They said she had aliases. So she was smart about that with buying the vehicles.
Yes.
She could have bought a place, stocked it with food. They could have hid out for 2 years until they're out of the news. And then they get tons of gas, put it in a vehicle, whatever, and that's when they head for the border. They had the recipe for success, and they totally screwed it all up.
The
they
guy in Colorado it. Was the dude that they found dead. What was his name recently? He did the Appalachian Trail.
I have no idea.
Oh my gosh! It was
the big, you're talking about Brian Laundrie?
Laundrie.
So
he was gone for a while, right? Until he finally killed himself, or was
I think he killed himself right away.
Okay.
And then he was just in the marsh. And then once the water went back down, that's when they found
him.
Got
it. Okay.
Yeah.
So I wonder really how realistic it is for someone to be to go missing and be unfound for a month or 2 months.
If you have the food, that's all you need. What else do you need? Food and water. She could have been stocking.
You need
cabin.
To stay away from people. I'm telling you, people are everywhere.
Dude,
you think you're isolated, but you're not.
No, but also at the same time, because I've thought about it. My parents, like, if this chick went online and found somebody that lives in the woods and said, hey, can I befriend you? And you have a cabin for me. If she could have trust in somebody else, like my parents, they live in no man's land. You could easily go live within a place adjacent to my parents and nobody would ever know you existed.
Okay, but your parents wouldn't do that for me.
Okay.
Right?
Yeah.
They would do it for you.
Right.
And guess who they're looking at right as soon as you go missing? Your parents.
But I'm saying she could have found somebody online that had a cabin or something. Discovered it on her own and bought it with an alias, and then she's stalking that cabin continuously. You got to let the news cycle blow over. They got caught in 11 days.
Just because the news cycle's over, there doesn't mean the cops stop looking.
Here's my thing. I think
the cops weren't looking. It was a car wash guy goes, there's a truck in.
And the cops told him, oh, yeah, calls in a couple days. But, like, they weren't even alarmed by the freaking truck.
If you're the Evansville police, the convict was in your city for 7 days.
7 days just chilling at the hotel.
I mean, they weren't looking.
And they're doing police runs, and they're just, I mean,
hey, they're chilling at Shipley's.
My question is, at the hotel, are they ordering Uber Eats to their hotel room?
I wish this would come out.
Because they can't, because they're cell phones. They can't be using cell phones,
guys,
right?
Guys, this can come out.
I'm guessing she went and got a bunch of stuff at Walmart. He didn't because he was so
he's too big.
Looking.
He couldn't go anywhere.
Why don't you produce documentaries?
I would love. It's terrible that she killed herself. Whatever. She's a criminal. Good riddance. I feel sorry for her family. But I would have.
That's a disclaimer to say I'm a good.
It's true. I mean, but. I selfishly was just wanting to know what her mind frame was. Why did she decide to do this? Why did she decide to, after 17 years of working there, building up this
love?
So the love is the easy explanation. But yes, she had built this entire beautiful career, and she was going to go sail off into the sunset.
Love.
And she threw it all away for a 2-week sexcapade. But The whole the other side of that is, why did she end up at the last second ending it? You know,
because she knew she didn't want to go to jail.
That
she didn't want to face the consequences.
Did she end it? Did they find out for sure?
And people had said that she had was always a caretaker. So she was a caretaker for her mom. She was a caretaker for her husband. She was a caretaker at the jail. She was like a motherly figure to these people.
Caretaker for this homeboy.
So she'd always cared for these people. And when she couldn't care for him in the final moments, that's when she couldn't give up that control. And so that's why she ended it, is what some people had said on Reddit, and like that was their theory behind it. But yeah, it's so bizarre and so crazy. But that if she was going to throw it all away, why not at least have a good plan and just be like, damn. I mean, from the get-go, they didn't have a good plan. They had a bright orange car.
Well, I mean, that was a mistake, yes.
And they also said the guy, I saw the sheriff or somebody, goes, he wasn't that smart, so the woman definitely planned the entire thing. He said the guy...
Oh, she absolutely did, because he can't plan anything from inside jail.
He can't? They don't have internet out there?
The only thing I don't know if he's has access to any of that, because he's such a hardened criminal. Like he's, but I would think maybe he has connections on the outside that could have got them a cabin in the woods. You know, like he has to have people that he ran with beforehand. Like he had to have a group or someone ex-criminal that he was in jail with.
Like a Forrest.
Yes.
Or a Garrett.
Exactly. You have to have someone.
Or a Ryan.
You would think he would.
And also, I mean, is it possible, this is dumb, but is it possible to get in a boat in Florida and head to a is any of those places possible to go to?
I thought about that, yes. Like, it is possible, but
very hard.
Think the first thing that they start looking at is radar. Like, all right, how many ships are headed out, and can we identify all of these crafts?
Because you have to be I think you have to register your boat with the, whatever the hell, the Coast Guard or whatever.
Yeah, so like, if you're going to Bahamas, you have to tell them, I am going to the Bahamas on this day.
And so the best way, if you're a criminal, to escape, it's through Mexico, right?
That's what it's always been in the past. But I don't know.
The technology nowadays, they see you cross in on the cameras, and they're going to be alerted to that. Hey, these guys, they only had 3 hours.
Does the technology show you if you go to Mexico?
Yes.
Yeah.
It does?
Oh, yeah. It shows you leaving.
Absolutely.
Now, they'll let you leave. There aren't any guards out there.
Cool. So you just never come back.
No, they'll send people down.
They'll send the U.S. Marshals down there to get your ass.
They will?
Yes.
That's how Colton Petoniak got caught. He was down in Mexico, him and Jennifer Cave.
But
I covered that crap.
I mean, I'm telling you, you can go into Mexico, and guess what? Mexico is connected to Central America. Then you have Nicaragua, Honduras, Costa Rica. You can go.
Yes, coach, but once you leave Mexico and Honduras, I don't know if that's the connecting one, Costa Rica maybe, now their government is looking for you as well. So all those governments have gotten the memo that you've gone missing.
Yeah, there's a 6'9 white guy. Like,
so every government.
So my question is this.
Yeah.
Is it impossible to escape from jail and never have to go back to jail?
No, it's not impossible.
Not impossible.
What you guys just said made it sound
very rare.
Extremely difficult.
Very rare. And now, here's the thing. Now with, nowadays, it's even harder. You hear these stories about, this 70-year-old man got busted. He's been living a lie for the last 50 years when he escaped prison. Because technology
wasn't
what it was back then. Nowadays, it's so much harder to get away with,
Well, and they said he had even said, like, we've made it far enough. Let's settle down in Evansville, Indiana. Because in his mind, they'd made it from the jail. Three states over or whatever.
Yeah, three.
So in his mind, he'd made it far. But really, we're so connected, you were still known in the news. So you didn't escape anything yet.
Boys, how crazy is that he went down our streets. Like,
he was on 65.
Yeah, they were right there. Like, they could have driven right by me. Who freaking knows? But that's the thing, too. Like, anytime, guys, for our job, we have to look at news stories, read a lot of news stories. How many times do you see person missing or this person, whatever, and you see their face? How often do you remember that face? To where in 2 hours, if you're at the grocery store, you'd recognize that face.
No chance.
No chance.
Are they hot?
Okay.
No, seriously. The only way I'd recognize that guy is he's 6'9".
But that's it.
That's
it. And even then, you'd see a tall guy, and you wouldn't even think that was him.
I saw that picture of that woman so many times. She dyes her hair whatever color. I don't think I'm going to recognize her.
Right. And, I mean, there's ways to change your – like him, I said it already. He needed to have a – he needed to definitely sit down for life until he was
– Coach, that is mastermind.
So he needed to do that. She needed a
But I don't know
suit.
If she would have been able to push him.
Why not?
And I don't know – he would have to get an extra large wheelchair.
You get an electric one.
They only have $90,000 to live off the rest of their life.
What does an electric wheelchair cost you?
$5,000?
No, that much?
I mean, dude, they already were down to $23,000 from $95,000.
They had blown over $60,000 trucks, vehicles. They bought
Coach, they bought crappy a car what? That didn't last a day.
They bought the truck, which was maybe $20,000. They bought the damn
20?
Orange vehicle. It was Coach, a brand new they bought.
I sold my Ford Focus for $1,500, Coach. That thing would have taken them to Canada.
They bought four different cars.
They were paying a one. I know it's not a significant amount. They were paying a guy on the street hundreds of dollars so that he would rent their room at the Motel 6 so their name wasn't on it.
That's smart.
So they're just giving out hundreds, but it was, I mean, even if they did, they would have had about 20,000 after a week.
That's, I mean, how long were they going to last? That's what I'm
that's
saying.
Pretty stupid.
It's pretty dumb. You have 95,000. You think you would go through a spreadsheet and be like, okay, if I spend this much on this, this much on this, this much on that.
And they wanted a shootout. They bought guns and stuff like that. I mean, if it's truly a great plan, you need maybe one gun, if that. They had three. They had an AR-15. They had handguns. Get out of here.
Dude, they were thinking they were Bonnie and Clyde. Like, remember Bonnie and Clyde back in, like, the 30s or whatever, 40s or whatever? I mean, they were a couple that freaking lasted for years going from town to town.
Yeah, that's non-technology.
Not technology. But in their minds, they thought that they could do that.
It's so crazy. Because it was, Reg, you're right. It was a masterful plan to get him out, but then after that, it was absolutely stupid.
And they even said they had like hours of lead time because nobody knew they were gone.
Yeah, 3 hours, but how far can you get in 3 hours?
But I'm
saying 70 miles an hour.
Far. Atlanta.
There's not another prison guard or guy that can get 3 hours. They get maybe 3 minutes.
Yeah,
the fact that they had 3 hours is amazing.
But guys, you act like there's.
Now, would it have been better for them to go to a huge city like Atlanta?
No, more people, the worse. The more people, the worse, I think. Because then there are more eyes on you.
But Atlanta, you just see a 6'9 white guy, you're like, oh, it's just another person because there's 6'9 white people everywhere. You know what I'm saying? Like
if you hang out by the Hawks.
If you go to Elysian Fields, Texas, and you see a 6'9 white guy and this other woman show up, you're like, that's not normal because all we have is one stop sign. Those are new people in town.
You just hang by the basketball arena. Oh, he belongs there.
Exactly.
I mean, some people were saying that maybe in Evansville is actually known apparently for meth. So, and meth heads are known for being very loyal, and they would never just turn somebody in to do that, even if they recognized you from the news or whatever. So there was some theories online that they went to Evansville because it's like apparently the capital of meth in Indiana, and they stayed there because they could just blend into society with that type of community.
Find you a meth head.
I mean,
settle down with them.
That's great. Camping? Guys, thank you for talking about that.
That is unbelievable.
I had
man.
Nobody to vent in
that. No, I love the fact that Ray went on a rabbit hole of Reddit to read different theories about it because I was obsessed with that story. I would read it every
single. Are you over it now?
A little bit, unless he's going to talk.
And also, there's no details coming out. Can you please tell us what was in the hotel room?
Right.
I want to know food. Did they have gas cans? How did they get the final Cadillac vehicle? Was that another $20,000 they blew, or did they rob somebody?
This is why I don't understand why you, Lunchbox, are not a documentary producer. Because you don't have to do anything. You don't have to shoot anything. All you have to do is ask those questions that you're asking us right now or the things that you go Googling, and you can make your own documentary. Because after the news is over, we're not going to, that's it. It's over. But guess how you can find more stuff? By going to the police department and saying, I'm doing a documentary on this. I have so many questions. And they will answer all your questions.
Yeah. How many changes of clothes did she buy for him? Like it's kind of obvious when she's going to the store and buying clothes for a 6'9 dude when I don't know.
Dude, I mean, did you see what she dressed him in? I mean, he looked like a guy that was trying to cover up for being a prisoner.
Yeah.
I mean,
dude,
it was like first day of school dressed.
You call the police department. And I will shoot it.
I mean,
I will shoot this documentary. Get an exclusive interview with this dude. I will shoot it.
But yeah, that's what I want to know, and that's why I'm a little bit over it because I'm never going to hear from her. I'm never going to hear from her unless she left a note on her computer why she's doing it, and she was just in love for 2 years. If she was just heartbroken over her husband, I don't know. But it just blows my mind that people can just go off the deep end like that.
Boys, that was crazy.
And he did say that he planned to get in a shootout, but them ramming the car kind of threw that off.
No, the whole plan was all screwed.
Like their end game was a shootout. That's going to be successful.
Well, his was, he didn't want to go back to jail. That would have to be weird for her to go back and face charges. She knew her life was over.
You know, she wouldn't have been, she would have been in there maybe 2 years, I bet. Max. Because they would have been like, you know what? You were an amazing prison guard. one, this love, and she could have had a great lawyer who said it was her. He convinced her he's a mastermind, a manipulator. Dude, she would have got less than 2 years.
There was the woman in New York that helped those two guys escape, and she got she just got done serving 5 years in prison.
5 years? That's it?
Yeah, that's a long time.
Well, that's a long time.
For a normal citizen that...
That helped someone get out of jail? I mean, that's a big deal.
I mean, there was a girl that grew up in my neighborhood. She worked at the jail. I think it was in Bastrop.
Tamika?
No. And she got pregnant by an inmate.
Yeah. You ever see Orange is the New Black?
I saw the first, like, two seasons
all
of
that,
it.
All that happens.
Yeah, I mean, did you ever finish that show?
No,
or did you just
no, I gave up on it. But, I mean, I watched, like, four seasons of it.
It was pretty good.
It was really good. And all I would think that every scenario of prison stories is in there. Kind of, that's just how they do it. Like, it all didn't happen at that prison with this girl.
Right.
But they use all these different scenarios that could have happened. I understand. I understand someone who's vulnerable falling for an inmate and falling in love with
him. And you have to understand, all those inmates, most of them are manipulators.
Most of them.
Most of them. So they have hours
and
upon
dumbasses.
Hours upon hours to sit there and just mess with you and mess with you and mess with you and mess with you, because that is all their goal is the whole time they're
in. And they have nothing else to do.
Right.
It's like they're in jail.
And the fact that he was just content, chilling, I mean, with that feeling, how that high of when he escaped
in a
vehicle.
Dude. That's what I'm saying.
Freedom for the first time, and then he just chills. I'd be like, no, let's go find a place. We got to be secure.
That's
be
what
safe.
I'm saying, Coach. That's why he was
Did
like.
Did he ever relax?
That's why he was, yes. I think at some
Do
point.
Do you think he watched TV and was just like,
yes.
Man, watching sitcoms?
That's why he wanted to go to Motel 6. To smoke a cigarette, watch his favorite TV shows, and get drunk and go to the pool. Like, that's what he wanted to do.
Dude,
he just wanted to take a breath of fresh air.
If a picture surfaces of him at the pool, I'm going to lose it. Dude.
He's got a drink with an umbrella on it.
I want a picture of him at the blackjack table in Evansville.
That's what I'm saying. I don't think that they're like, guys, I'm free. I'm going to be free for the rest of my
Dude,
life.
Okay,
There's no way you believe that.
My whole thing is, what is going through his mind? He knows it's about to happen, right? As she's leading him out of the jail, I mean, he's not showing any excitement. So he has to be a little bit of an actor. He has to just keep his head down.
Oh,
like,
that's it.
Oh, that's
down.
Right.
Like
he was faking like he was going to some consultation or whatever.
Yes, and so he has to just keep his head down. And how does he not smile?
Do you remember
like, deep
when...
Deep down, you have been in jail for however many years, and you are about to taste freedom.
You got to at least laugh, like, oh my gosh, the plan
and then when
is
they
coming
get,
together.
And then when they get in that parking lot to get in the other car, is it frantic, or are they acting normal?
No,
just
it's frantic, because homie's in a damn orange jumpsuit.
And then is he... Well, I don't know. I bet you she had cars or clothes in the back of the patrol car.
Probably.
Yeah.
That he changed on the way there.
So his 6'9 ass is changing the whole way. He's not even able to enjoy it.
that cannot be easy.
Once they get in the orange car, does he lay the seat all the way down and just lay there?
Yeah,
or
probably.
Does he sit there normally?
Dude, what if she thought maybe he was still going to be in his orange jumpsuit, so that's why she got the orange car?
Maybe he jumped in the back seat and laid down.
He couldn't fit across it. He's too big.
That's true.
Dude, he's massive.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Zero Foxtrot isn't just a brand. It's a way of life. Founded and operated by veterans, Zero Foxtrot's unique apparel and gear echoes the grit of the warrior culture. Zero Foxtrot dedicates itself to producing content, honoring the sacrifices of forgotten heroes of the past, and connecting history to the present. Embark on a journey with Zero Foxtrot today at ZeroFoxtrot.com. It's not merely our products. It's about the ethos that we embody. Rugged, resilient, and timeless.
Hey, this is Jody Sweetin from the podcast How Rude, Tanneritos. As a nostalgic voice from your past, I'm here to remind you that amongst the stressful and chaotic existence we live in 2024, you deserve to get away. It's time for a vacation, no matter when you're hearing this. And let me tell you how you'll get there. The 2024 Hyundai Santa Fe. Want to bring the family to the mountains with the Santa Fe's available H-Track all-wheel drive? Well, it's got standard third-row seating and available dual wireless charging pads for the kids who just want to stare at their phone and not talk to you. You know what I mean. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562 562- 314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Do you remember when you bought beer for the first time?
Yeah.
And they actually sold it to you?
Yeah.
You remember walking out?
Are you talking about like legally or illegally?
Nah, illegally.
Oh, illegally.
Yeah, it's got to be illegally.
Illegally. Remember? And they actually sold it to you and you're walking out. You're like, don't act too happy. Don't act too happy.
Don't act shocked. Don't act shocked.
Like, that's exactly how he was walking to that patrol car.
Dude, freaking South Beach. One time we were underage. He was paying with quarters because we didn't think it was going to work. I was outside in the car. We didn't even think he was going to get past the first phase. So he just had a bunch of quarters with a bunch of poor college kids. And so the guy actually goes, okay, yeah, 20. And so South Beach is paying with like $1 bills and quarters. He says in walks behind him a cop.
Oh, my God. Oh, my God. Oh my God.
Literally a cop just doing their nightly patrols or whatever with what they do. And South Beach is handing the guy quarters and paying like that. He gets the beer, makes it into the parking lot, into the car. And I mean, we could have never been so happy when we pulled out of that parking lot and the cop car was still sitting in the parking lot. I mean, how did we not get busted? Quarters, a fake ID, and a cop was behind him in line doing their nightly patrols.
I mean,
or whatever.
All of a sudden, sweat goes down the side of his face and the cop goes, why are you sweating, man?
I mean, if you're South Beach, it's like fight or flight. Do you just run? Do you leave?
I love that he just rolled with it.
He just rolled with it. And he's like, dude, cop didn't say anything to him. I mean, that's like South Beach could have been jail style.
South Beach and the dude that sold him the beer.
Oh, my gosh.
Oh, man. That was great.
And I'm also like, man, a copper? What is his patrol like? I mean, or is he getting a beer for the night? Or that, you know, he's about to head home for the night?
Just a bag of chips.
Or he's getting a
Gatorade.
Red Bull or some
at
corn
a liquor
nuts.
Store?
Oh, it was a liquor store. Yeah, I thought it was a convenience store.
No, it was like a legit liquor bar place you buy only.
Maybe he was done.
Oh, he's getting a bottle.
He wanted a handle for the night.
Hey, who said a cop wasn't drinking on the job, you know?
Hey, the cop's like, hey, son. Oh, wait, yeah. What are you guys drinking that Smirnoff for, a bunch of pussies?
You son of a...
He was headed over to the sorority house. He was taking some party favors.
Come on, put that back. Drink some real man shit.
Oh, man.
All right, man. Well, have a great weekend, everyone.
That was it?
No, we're not done? There's more? Oh, shit. Sure. Okay, good.
I got some sports I want to talk.
You know what makes me happier than anything?
NBA.
Yes. James Harden. Going home, James Harden. Let me tell you, you want to know what happened to James Harden? Everybody's like, man, he sucks now. What happened to James Harden? He's not the same James Harden. You want to know why? Because the NBA outlawed what made James Harden good.
The flop?
The flop. The jumping into your defender is no longer a foul. And so guess what? James Harden doesn't know how to play basketball if he can't do that. That was what
If he does that, he gets the foul?
Yeah. Got or it. They just don't call it. But that's all he would... That was what made James Harden good, is he would flop into someone... Throw the ball at the rim, and he would shoot 35 free throws a game. Sorry. Guess what, James Harden? You can't do it anymore, and he has no idea how to play basketball anymore.
Well, and also, they don't hustle because it was a clip where it showed Jimmy Butler shot a shot, missed it.
Yes.
Went and grabbed his own rebound. Nobody even contested him for it. He ran to the three-point line, shot a three, made it, and there's a clip of him smiling and looking at himself like, did that really just happen?
I saw that. He was like, wow, can't believe that happened. I mean, Coach, that's a great point. I was watching the Mavs, too, and Doncic had a break. He stole the ball, and he's running, and everyone just gave up. He was by himself. He laid it up. I'm like, that's crazy. There is no hustle going on.
Was it a blowout at that point?
No, it was the first quarter.
I mean, okay, you had to be more specific, Lunch. I mean, these games, it's blowout one way or blowout the other way?
Some of them, but yes, the last couple nights have been blowouts. But here's
the lack of hustle is real.
Sometimes.
I've been watching it.
But here's the thing about James Harden, though. They gave up everything for James Harden. They thought he was the missing piece. They traded away Ben Simmons, and they gave up Seth Curry, and they gave up two first-round draft picks for James Harden.
Well, and he now put they up 11 points, and he's put on some weight, right?
Yeah. You want to know how many points he scored in the second half?
Philly cheesesteaks, man.
Hey, you want to know how many points? Second half. Zero.
How many shots did he take, though?
He only took, like, 9 shots the whole game.
Exactly.
So the whole game.
That was shocking, too, though. That was shocking that he didn't try more. Usually, he's a half-court shooter.
Yeah, get over half-court, just shoot it.
Well, and Lunch said it perfectly. His game doesn't fit with the NBA game anymore. Right. He was always methodical. Now it's just go, shoot a three, not do your little fake Euro steps don't even work anymore.
I'm so happy. And they have to decide.
I mean, here's what's crazy. Doesn't even work anymore.
So James Harden has 1 year left on his deal. If he opts in, he gets paid $47 million.
Million.
Heck, I'd pay that to Maxey or whatever his name. He's good.
Oh, he's good.
He's quick as scat. He might go one and nine. I don't know. You got to watch him play. He's maybe one of the fastest guys in the league. He'll go 1-9 from three, but you know what? I like his effort, boy.
But yes, James Harden goes home again. I love it. I love it. I love it. Nothing makes me happier than seeing James Harden lose. He's a, quote, superstar, and he's probably one of the only superstars I can't stand watching on TV.
Nah, that's not true, Coach.
No, really.
There's a lot of them you don't like.
Well, no, he's really not a superstar anymore.
But I'm saying
Harden?
He's
NBA.
Like the third best player on his team.
You like Kyrie? Exactly.
No.
Let's go. Who else?
But is he a superstar still?
I like Pop. I like watching coaches.
He's a superstar. Let's see. Who's another one, Coach?
Nike. They said Nike is not going to renew their shoe contract with Kyrie.
Really? Good thing I bought these SpongeBob.
I was
going
to say, Eddie's got been wearing around for a week after Bones gave them to him.
he didn't give them to me. I bought them.
Oh, yeah. I'm sure you did. I'm sure you did.
No, you
sure did.
How much did you buy them for?
You don't want to know.
Write it down on this paper.
I learned that from the big show.
I won't say anything.
It's a funny bit. Who else don't you like? You don't like Harden. You don't like Kyrie. You don't like...
That's about it.
Nah, there's someone else.
Nah, not in the NBA. I don't like Chris Paul.
Chris Paul, you don't like him.
I don't like
superstar.
Him.
Well, luckily, you may be rewarded because he may be out.
I don't know. But I would like to... I wouldn't mind seeing the Mavericks. Luka, he's so good.
How are they winning?
Take him to Aruba, Coach.
Well, they have a good team, and Luka looks so slow. Like, he doesn't look fast.
That's what I'm saying. He was very sluggish.
But he knows how to get his body in the right spot. Like, he knows how to use his body to create space.
What's a good body.
Oh, it's very sexy.
Well, I'm not saying he's sexy. I'm saying he knows how to use
the mass. Did you see his new tattoo, Ray? It's very nice.
It's a naked man.
I haven't seen his tattoo.
I wish it was me.
It's an eagle.
I haven't.
Sorry, there was nothing more of a joke.
It's like waiting for the fun.
I was going to say an eagle in it.
So Harden got a little chubs from Philly cheesesteaks. What's Doncic eating?
I don't know.
Tacos?
In Dallas.
He's been Chewies? At the Texas State Fair eating all that fried food.
Nice.
Fried Oreos, funnel cakes.
Good stuff.
Yeah. And he was hurt for a while. I mean, who knows?
I get it.
And he came in overweight. Jason
Dallas. They have a lot of steaks in Dallas.
Do they?
Yeah.
What about Zion and down in NOLA? He's been eating that gumbo.
Oh, yeah, shrimp gumbo.
No, you don't know what Zion's been eating? Everything.
he ate mellow.
Hey, you hear, though? Since he's down there near, since he's down there in the Gulf, they said he's on that seafood diet. You know, he sees food and eats it.
Come on, Coach. Sausage chicken gumbo.
You know where he learned to eat like that? He called up Ed Orgeron and said, "Hey, man, can you show me how you eat like that?"
And Ed said, "I'm working out a girl right now. I don't care if she's married, but hey, you want to go to that gym together? I'm at a gas station.
I'll eat anything, even that pregnant mama."
Did you see one of the college dudes? He was filming him. He was in like the Keys, the Florida Keys, Ed Orgeron was.
Oh, yes. And that dude was about to whoop his ass.
Some college kid was filming him, and Ed Orgeron looked around and saw that he was getting filmed, and he looked at him like he stared right through him.
Like he took a couple steps towards him and then said, "Bad idea," and turned around and walked away. Ed Orgeron was about to pop this kid's head off. It was so hilarious.
Where's he going?
Nowhere.
Orgeron. He done?
Well, I mean, he said he'll take a year off. Oh, God. No.
No.
But I think his kids play at Notre Dame.
Oh, like yours with the soccer snacks.
No, my kids don't play at Notre Dame.
No, but I'm saying they play sports, and he's a coach and maybe of his kids.
Yeah. We got the game this weekend, and we're excited for it.
It's going to be 90.
But we play at 9 a.m.
Not when we play, Coach.
Oh.
It's
early.
I thought
you were going to say we're going to give up 90 goals. I said, I wouldn't be surprised.
I was going to say, get the juice boxes ready.
But I saw something really cool on our Facebook page. Like, I always wonder if, like...
it was what, Mo in Tampa posted?
I don't think he posts on the Facebook page.
Oh, okay.
It was a Russian bot.
It's only on Twitter that Mo posts, but...
It's actually a porn site.
No. Our listeners, I always think, okay, they're a bunch of jackasses. They're, you know, they just talk trash to each other.
That's very nice, Coach.
Well, this is one from Christine Robinson. Coachers, I work in L.A. for the Rams, Chargers, and Dodgers. But often we end up with leftover free tickets. anyone close to the LA area that would want to use some of these, usually it's last minute, like day of or day before. But if anybody be interested, just let me know and I can maybe get you guys tickets.
Wow.
That's
so did anyone respond?
A lot of responses like, hey, I live 2 hours away or I live an hour away. I'd love to. I'll be in LA at this, you know, this time of the year. We have if you have tickets, let me know.
That's beautiful.
And she just said, I don't want them to go to waste. So that's I thought really I'd cool. throw this up here on the Facebook page. That's I thought really that's cool. awesome.
Yeah, that's awesome. Like people helping people.
Well, and
all because of us, the sore losers.
Yeah. One coach to another coach, like lending out a helping hand. That is awesome.
And by us, I mean us three here in the room and everyone else out there listening.
And just like our listener came for the bachelor party, I can try to get you in for the into sporting events for free. I tried to help him out with the Preds game, but he didn't take my advice.
Hey, if anybody's
in Nashville, they need dinner reservations. I'll help them with that too. Get Chewy's. Get you in at Chewy's 8 o'clock.
I could get you lunch reservations till Wednesday, then it's over.
I gave Baconator. I gave him a detailed way of how to get into the Preds game for one of the playoff games.
Did you do it?
He goes, during it, we were maybe going to meet up. I was a little tied up at bar lines. And by tied up, I mean drunk. I was tied up, and I gave him a detailed explanation. He said, I just can't pull that off with eight dudes. And I respect that because when I did it, half of the bachelor party got in. The other half got shut down.
Coach, that's a lot of cigarettes.
don't give away our secret.
You know what I'm saying, Coach?
I mean, people could be listening.
Oh, good G.
Now,
oh,
my co-ed soccer team. Guys, it happened again this week.
I hooked up with one of the players.
No, I tell you,
his name was Tommy.
We have 12 people on the damn roster. And Wednesday night game, you need 6 on the field, 5 and then a goalie. Guess how many people we had show up?
4.
5.
No.
Good God, I've never been more annoyed in my life. So then you're there begging people from other teams, hey, you know, I know you just played a game. Do you mind filling in? Okay.
Come on, I'll sucker.
Come on, man, I'll sucker. Dave Chappelle. That's his comedy skit.
Yeah, all right then. Cool, I'll play.
Come on, man, please, man.
Hey, give me some crack. Give me some crack.
Yeah, man. All right,
I ain't got no money, but I'll suck your... You'll do what?
Like, right now? Yeah, all right.
Pa! All right,
you
ever seen that movie?
Yeah, that's... Is that Boys in the Hood? No. What is that?
It might be Menace...
Menace 2? No, not Menace 2.
I don't know which one it is, but man that was a good one.
It was a crazy one.
I mean, that's a...
What'd you say, man? Man, I said I was... Yeah, that's not good.
Yeah, you know who the guy was? Chris Rock.
Was it Chris Rock?
I'm pretty sure.
No.
Don't tell me.
Hey, are we going to tease our biggest interview of all time?
Oh, yeah, it's coming up.
Angela Johnson.
Can we just hint at it, though?
Yeah. Give me a hint.
Security.
No, that one already aired.
Oh. That already aired. Oh, okay. This is one coming up. Yeah, go ahead and hit me with a hint. Oh, I didn't hear it.
We're doing the 1 second game? I love it. Coach, play some game music. All right, play the clip.
You guys ready?
Yeah. I got a guess.
You got a guess?
Yep.
Well, Simon Levive.
Oh, I hope you're doing well.
No, Simon Levive, he's disappeared. He's gone.
He got popped again.
What?
Yeah.
Tell me more.
Using a fake ID.
No.
Mm-hmm.
And see, he's not doing fake.
Hey, he's not doing well.
So he cut this right before?
Hi, coaches. Here's Simon Levive. I hope you're doing well.
I mean, I didn't read the whole article, but that's what it said in Spain.
Oh, man. That dude. You got to know. Hey, Simon Levive, even though that's not his real name, whatever your real name is.
I hope you're doing well.
You just had this documentary come out, so they know your real name. So when you roll up with a fake ID.
What is his real name? You remember it?
I don't know if he changed it legally to Simon Levive. But I know it was.
Oh, you're doing well.
No, I don't know. I don't know. So, yes, right, we have a big guest coming up in a week and a half.
Jelly Roll.
What? We're teasing it, Eddie.
Oh.
We're not saying
it. I'm saying I'm hungry. I'm saying I'm hungry.
I'm playing it then if Eddie did that.
I'm saying I'm going to go get me one after we're done here. Just a long-haired son of the sinner. Searching for new ways out of it. Hey, are we going to... Well,
probably not.
Oh,
probably not. But Team Snacks.
Dude, how awesome would that be, all three of us?
And I totally forgot that I had a friend work for him for years. He was bassist, all that. He was on the band with him.
Oh, in the band.
Dodd?
No, different guy.
Eric?
No. And he said that
South Beach?
You know how sometimes pre-shows are boring? He said it was lit.
Oh, shit. Billy played with him?
No, different buddy you guys have never met.
Okay.
But he said,
is this the new guy that was your top three now?
He was part of the Cares team, my buddy Adam.
But Adam. Did he get fired?
No, he moved.
He wanted tickets?
Remember, it's an apartment complex. The turnover is crazy. We see people for a year. Like right now at the pool, completely different crop. I don't recognize any of the whale tails.
Coach, he wanted concert tickets or what?
Oh, boy.
All right.
And guys, the new hats, the new merch.
We're gonna
put up a preview of that tank top today. We're gonna throw it on Twitter, Instagram.
You're ready. Take off your shirt.
And on Facebook, and maybe you'll like it because some people didn't like the hat. That's fine. But listen, it goes.
Can you please? Because we've been talking to the merch people. Can you please model with a hat and the tanky?
Well, I'm not really a hat guy.
I know. But
hats
look weird on me. I think you're the one that needs to model it. The hat and the tanky.
Okay, whatever. Epic. But if you buy the hat pre-sale on Tuesday, we'll sign it.
Wow.
I mean, that's it.
Have you asked me about that?
Oh, no, I just thought of it right now. Listen, if you buy it on Tuesday.
Is Ray going to be here to sign it?
The hat. We will sign it. So you won't get it as quick because they'll have to ship it to us. We'll sign it, and then you'll get it shipped to you. But if you want a hat signed, you have to buy it on Tuesday.
On Tuesday.
Tuesday.
Go Cardinals.
Should we do a special podcast for Tuesday, like a quick little two-minute announcement?
Yeah, we probably should.
Okay.
Like if they're on sale now?
Yeah.
Yeah. All right. Well, hey, guys, have a great weekend.
You too, dude.
It's a big weekend. You know what we're doing this weekend?
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
Zero Foxtrot isn't just a brand. It's a way of life. Founded and operated by veterans, Zero Foxtrot's unique apparel and gear echoes the grit of the warrior culture. Zero Foxtrot dedicates itself to producing content, honoring the sacrifices of forgotten heroes of the past, and connecting history to the present. Embark on a journey with Zero Foxtrot today at ZeroFoxtrot.com. It's not merely our products. It's about the ethos that we embody. Rugged, resilient, and timeless.
Hey, this is Jody Sweetin from the podcast How Rude, Tanneritos. As a nostalgic voice from your past, I'm here to remind you that amongst the stressful and chaotic existence we live in 2024, you deserve to get away. It's time for a vacation, no matter when you're hearing this. And let me tell you how you'll get there. The 2024 Hyundai Santa Fe. Want to bring the family to the mountains with the Santa Fe's available H-Track all-wheel drive? Well, it's got standard third-row seating and available dual wireless charging pads for the kids who just want to stare at their phone and not talk to you. You know what I mean. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
A soccer game on Saturday.
In and out the garage.
Probably a soccer game at the Nashville.
They play in Houston this weekend.
So you're going to go to Houston?
No, thought about it.
T's going to take a shuttle.
I'm an investor.
They dropped us off by Enron.
Is there a place my kid can shit?
No.
Oh, that sidewalk looks nice.
But this weekend, the two-year-old, potty training. He already peed once in the potty this morning. Got the text from the wife.
Can I drop my three-year-old off so you can do a twofer?
Nope, not doing that.
All right.
But we just decided, you know what? We've been battling colds all week. It's been no sleep.
You've been battling colds?
No, the kids. Oh. I mean, God, it's been no sleep. It's been terrible. I've been in the recliner for 2 hours a night.
That sounds comfy.
No, God, no. Not with at 3 a.m, it's not comfy. So we are doing potty training, so wish us luck.
A lot of nudity.
Baby Box 2 is having naked day right now where he is just running around naked.
That sounds fun.
That's how you do it. You teach him how to potty with no clothes on, and then we'll move out to clothes, then we'll move out to underwear, the diapers. We said goodbye to the diapers, and it's going to be a heck of a weekend.
I'm about to go home and do a naked party myself.
Coach, is your wife participating in the party?
Nah, just me, Coach. Potty training.
Actually, I got a potty train right now.
Dude, Coach, put your clothes back on.
Hey, Ray, let me show you how to drain it.
Okay. All right. I don't know. Yeah, that was good.
That was good, man. UFC this weekend?
No, it was last weekend. That was a big weekend.
Oh, I missed it. We were in Austin.
Yeah, Tony Ferguson. I mean, hey, Tony, if you're listening, man, retire.
Tony doesn't listen, but Aspen Ladd does.
She doesn't listen to this podcast.
She doesn't?
I don't know. I wish she would.
She got her ass kicked last time.
Well,
she fought.
If she's listening, don't say that.
Well, she did. She knows she did.
Oh, she'll tell you?
I mean, she was there, Coach.
But that Ferguson knockout, like, that dude used to be unbeatable, and now he can beat nobody. It is like he just fell off the side of a building.
And that's what I like about UFC. That's just how it is. Like, I don't know if you just get a little more relaxed in training or if you just kind of, like, your head gets too big, but it's hard to stay up there.
I mean, you lose, and then all of a sudden you lose. It's over.
Yeah, like, it's hard to stay on top.
After that, I mean, that was a knockout with your foot right up under the chin.
Let's try that. Here, I'll do it.
I don't think I could get my foot up that high.
I'll sit down.
Okay? And I just think, dude, you've got to retire. You watch that video back. It's over. Your career is over. You're done. Mm-hmm. You were one of the best fighters of your generation. You were incredible for so many years. But retire. It's time. It was so sad to see, and it's bad. Now you're just going to be that old guy that people beat up on as a stepping stone.
Yeah. Eddie, amazing that you said that. Leads to one of my favorite quotes. Johnny Depp in this court trials that are going on right now.
Oh, yeah.
But say it like him, though.
You still watching it?
A little bit on it. Eddie was more watching it than me.
Well, he's not on the stand anymore.
Oh. He said,
that's other people.
Where's my volume?
Hey, Amber, you know it's...
The wind blows the hardest at the top.
That's very true. The lawyer was like, is it true that you served yourself a mega pint of wine? He goes, a mega pint?
I had a big glass.
I poured myself a big glass of wine. I don't know about a mega pint. Would you say that you were drunk? I was feeling good, yes.
I love that you guys are so invested in that trial.
It was so good, dude.
I can't believe you watched that much of Johnny Depp on the stand. That's great.
They would do like, objection, Your Honor, and he would be in the mid-sentence. He'd be like, so, yes, no. He'd look at the judge, look at the lawyer, and then he'd laugh and be like, okay, just tell me when to go on again. It was great, dude.
Oh, man. Great. And I just want to give you guys a piece of advice before we go. Anybody out there listening, if you're ever on Survivor, shut your mouth.
Damn, Coach.
Shut your mouth. Like, how hard is it if you've watched every season of Survivor? Just keep your mouth shut.
So you think there could be a listener out there that was on Survivor?
That wants to be on Survivor.
Oh, okay.
That if you ever get on there, keep your mouth shut. After watching this week, you will know what I'm talking about. Keep your mouth shut.
Oh, it's a tease.
I always love the inside jokes. Coach.
I can't understand
it. I
love Survivor so much, and it drives me insane. Mm-hmm.
They kept
that
talking.
People cannot keep their mouth shut.
Kind of like you right now.
Well,
you just said the same thing 10 times.
Yes. How's it going? I'm Lunchbox, and I don't talk a lot. Welcome to Survivor.
You
want them to go on and not say anything?
Yes.
Interesting.
Keep your mouth shut. How dumb are you people? Maybe just being out there, you have to talk. I don't know. But it happens every time, and it just drives me nuts, and I can't believe it, and I don't understand it. But everybody have a great weekend.
It's funny you too, said Coach. That, because I had the exact same plan for Big Brother. I was going to be, like, my first day on it. What's this show called? Big Sister? Never seen it. Yeah, I'm Sizzin. What's your guys' name? You guys here to party? How's it going, man? Oh, it's a competitive show? We got to outlast people? All right.
Oh, is it in real world? I thought we were seven strangers picked to live in a house. Like, he counts them like, wait, there's more than seven. What do you mean? Well, yeah, seven strangers picked to live in a house.
Hey,
stop
guys.
Stop being polite and start getting real.
How come we gave our cell phones that person? They said, I'll see you in 3 months. What does that mean? I thought we were here to party on 6th Street.
Oh, boy. All right.
All right, guys.
All right, we got to take a picture.
What picture?
I thought you wanted me to pose.
Oh, you right now? You have all the stuff?
Yeah.
You got the tanky?
Yeah, I got the tanky.
All right, we'll post it.
Eddie, right. I'm going to practice potty train. I just pulled my pants down, Eddie.
Can you do it without any pants on?
Oh, my God.
And the hat covers his junk?
Oh, hey, I love it, Ray.
All those truckers would love that.
And all our truckers out there, you couldn't discover the escaped convict and the police officer woman? They were driving on your roads. You guys let America down. Thank God for a car wash guy who checks the security cameras and was wondering why the F-150's parked in his whatever it's called.
That's not a bad idea. Jump in the back of a truck.
Hey, why is there an F-150 in my bay? Exactly. He's the guy that solved the crime. That's how you do it.
I mean, I just thought about that, dude.
Who was talking deep with me? I think it was my other buddy. If you could actually jump on a train, because they go pretty fast.
Yeah, they do, coach, but they stop very often.
Oh, that's what it is.
Yeah.
Because we were saying in the old time it looked easy. Dude, those things are whizzing by. You couldn't run and jump on one.
Right.
It's going to F you up more than you're going to catch it.
Like, if you ever go on an Amtrak, they still do Amtraks?
Yeah, like, absolutely.
If you ever go on one, you're going to realize how often they stop.
Oh, yeah.
Frequently.
Dude, I took one from New York to Boston when I went to go see the Yankees. I don't know if it was an Amtrak, but I didn't take the express one where there was...
I think that's a subway, coach, but go ahead.
Maybe. Yeah. I don't know. I think I took a train. But it was like, oh, you can take the one with less stops. I was like, oh, how many stops can they have? Every 15 freaking minutes.
Yeah, dude. As soon as it picks up top speed, it stops again.
It was like, this is so stupid. I should have paid the extra
for $5.
Yes.
Express.
Oh, my God. It was such a bad decision.
Like, all right, here we go.
I got to say, that train in Chicago was pretty badass, though, boys.
Oh, the L?
Oh, yeah, dude. That L, I mean, you can get all over the city in no time at all. Come on, where's my clip?
Hey, coachers, just started listening to your pod a couple months ago, and I absolutely love it. I've been going back and listening to old episodes and basically listening to you guys all day while I drive a truck. You guys make me laugh really hard, and it's my favorite new pod yet. I'm from a small town in Iowa and would love to visit Nash one day and do a podcast with you guys.
Nope.
Nope, can't do that anymore.
Hey.
Sorry.
Is this heaven?
No. It's Iowa.
Thanks, coach.
Oh, I thought you were going to do the whole senior show.
Nah, man, I was waiting for one of you guys.
And I have to say, my review is stick with the random sports and lifestyle discussions and leave the interviews for the big show. I do like the guest appearances from other show members, though. Ray is the MVP, in my opinion, because he's spot on with the sound effects and his laugh is hilarious. But Eddie and Lunch, you make a good supporting cast. All around, great pod. Shout out to all my fellow truckers. And slap Arnold for me. I'll hang up and listen. Benji.
Hey, is this Iowa?
No, man.
Oh, wait, no. No one else.
Is this heaven?
This is heaven.
Hey, I kind of want to go to Evansville now, boys. I want to see the exact route the convict.
Now,
hey,
I got a question. Is that Motel 6 shut down for a while?
It has to be. No, if there's people staying there, this country has lost its damn mind.
Coach, you think the company is cool with just shutting the hotel down? No.
But the company, when the FBI and them come in, they say, shut up, company.
No, they don't. No, they don't. They still have to make money. The FBI is not paying them for that month or whatever. They're going to shut them down. So they shut down the room. Let everyone live their life.
Oh, my God. If you're in the next room, the business is going to spike at that Motel 6. Right? Do we know which Motel 6 it is? Can we call him?
He's got a text from his wife. She heard the intro.
No. Do we want to call the motel?
Oh, no. No, we're not calling the motel.
And say, hey, do you have any rooms available for tonight?
Okay, ask him.
I mean, I just don't know which Motel 6 it is.
Oh, it's actually Evansville. Motel 41. I got it right here.
Do you really?
Yeah. I don't want to call it.
No, though. Coach. Motel 6, not 41.
So it's called on the signage Motel 6, but it's like an outdated type thing. It's actually called Motel 41.
Well, let's let it rip. Call him up. All he's going to do is ask them if they have vacancy.
Vacancy for tonight. Oh, my gosh. If this,
dude, what if it's FBI that answers?
Oh, my God. Hang up.
No, I don't want to.
Motel 41, it's FBI.
Right?
Maybe it's a bit for the big show.
No, it's definitely not a bit for the big show.
But call it.
Okay, I got to do it on this other
call
phone.
It. Oh,
you
got
to filibuster, call it.
Yeah.
He's all Valley Girl all of a sudden. Oh. Hey, Ray, call it.
Her phone's all jacked up. She's got a headset out.
Call it.
No, you can do it on this phone over here.
Call it.
I didn't know you worked the phones.
Yeah, over here by scuba.
I do phone bits, right, for the big show.
Yeah.
Oh, my pants are tearing.
What in the world?
Oh, weird.
I thought you were going to say your pants were wet. I was like, well, that's your problem, dude.
They just ripped.
That's not good.
Get a little tight.
Uh-oh.
Been eating too many chili cheese dogs.
Oh, man.
Did you watch the hockey last night?
No.
Dude, I was watching Tampa Bay and Montreal.
You love Tampa. That's your new team. Should I get you a Lightning jersey?
No.
Okay.
My father-in-law likes Tampa, and it was the one team I watched. And they're the two-time defending champs, and they were facing elimination. They were down 3-2 when I turned it on. They got a power play goal. They had two-man advantage, two high stickings in a row.
Wow.
And then it went to overtime, and I went to bed.
I mean, if you don't score in a two-man advantage,
that's pretty
sad. Suck.
But they scored.
Of course they did.
And then they went to overtime, and they won in overtime. I don't know how far into overtime, but I watched the first, I think, 5 minutes. I was like, man, I'm so tired.
As you watch more hockey, do you still think I have a better chance of stopping one goal at a time?
Even worse.
You're stupid.
Like, you have a better chance to stop it with your glove than
you
do this.
They can't attack me, though. They can't, drive. They have to shoot from a spot.
Hey, do you dial 9-1 to get out?
Yes.
Yeah. All right, busy signal. So they're closed down. There's your answer.
Maybe. Or they just took the phone off the hook.
Text me that number. I'll call it on my cell phone.
You can just Google it, you know?
Well,
Motel 41, Evansville, Indiana. Coach, it's like 20 buttons.
You know how good I am at Google? Trying to talk and Google at the same time, it doesn't really work.
Try it. No, but talk, though.
What are we talking about?
Yeah, whatever you want.
Team snacks. I mean, listen, guys, we got a big game.
His fingers aren't moving. He can't do it.
I can't do it.
He can't do it.
You could never have a multitasking job. What do you mean? I'm worried.
Oh, he's got the speaker going. Oh, it's just you, Coach.
You guys open.
Thank you for calling Motel 41. If you know your party's room number, you may dial it at any 69. Time. To reach your front desk, dial 0 or remain on the line.
Being transferred to
I was going to say you're being recorded.
Should I ask to talk to Vicky?
No.
No, just say if you can buy a room.
Yes.
I say it's shut down.
Vacancy for tonight.
Good afternoon, Motel 41. How may I help you?
Yes, ma'am. I was just wondering if you have vacancy for tonight.
We're driving in from Alabama.
Yes, I do.
How much is it per room?
For one bed, one person?
Yeah.
Two. From Alabama.
It would be $74.75 with the tax.
Okay, what if it's
$25 cash deposit?
What about for two from Alabama?
It would be the same thing. $74.75
Still parking.
With the tax plus the $25.
I can leave a vehicle there.
Okay.
Can I leave a vehicle there?
Huh? Which one? What are you driving?
A truck, F-150.
F-150.
Orange.
Leave it here and not be staying in the room.
Oh, yeah. Okay, what about my Cadillac?
Are you calling and trying to joke with me about...
You got scared. You got scared and hung up.
He's like, are you joking scared. With me?
You're like, you son of a bitch. Hey, you got out right in time. She was about to cuss your ass out.
Hey, I didn't know if Ray had the bleep ready.
Now you listen here, you son of a bitch.
Oh boy!
All right, we're done.
Oh boy.
Get out of here.
Yeah, we're a couple people on the run. I mean, just coming from Alabama.
Can I leave my car there? It's orange.
Or do you got a car wash nearby?
She's gonna call you back.
Oh, hey, I'm pretty tall. How big are your beds?
Hey, right now the feds are like, do you have a number on that? What's that? 210.
I'm pretty tall. Do you have, I'm about 6'9". Will I fit in the bed?
You got a Bic razor? I got some crappy beard stuff going on
This
now.
Is Officer James from the FBI. Did you just call Motel 41, son?
That's currently under our investigation.
Oh, my God.
We're on our way.
Dude, what did we learn? They're wide open.
They're open for business.
I told you guys, they're not going to shut it down for one hotel room.
That is bananas.
You can stay there right now.
Dude, you can leave your car there if
Dude,
you want.
Dude, I'm about to go there and go to the casino.
What you know about rolling down in the deep when you
All right, we're done.
Let's go.
Let's get out of here before the feds call
you. Oh, my God,
dude.
I got to go.
All right,
that
goodbye,
was
everyone.
Funny, right?
Yeah, hey, that was awesome.
I know where a lot of that money went. They're $90,000.
Tropicana.
Casino.
Yeah. Oh, man.
Are we done?
Yeah, let's go.
All right, goodbye.
Man, did you check that Cowboy schedule?
No Atlanta.
Oh, someone's put, hey, coaches weren't lying. This is the best chicken I've ever had. Rest in peace, Bok Bok. Tyler Lowry was at Bok Bok right now.
What?
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
This is Malcolm Gladwell from Revisionist History. eBay Motors is here for the ride. With some elbow grease, fresh installs, and a whole lot of love, you transformed 100,000 miles and a body full of rust into a drive that's all your own. Brake kits, LED headlights, whatever you need, eBay Motors has it. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, it's guaranteed to fit your ride the first time, every time, or your money back. Plus, at these prices, you're burning rubber, not cash. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
Zero Foxtrot isn't just a brand. It's a way of life. Founded and operated by veterans, Zero Foxtrot's unique apparel and gear echoes the grit of the warrior culture. Zero Foxtrot dedicates itself to producing content, honoring the sacrifices of forgotten heroes of the past, and connecting history to the present. Embark on a journey with Zero Foxtrot today at ZeroFoxtrot.com. It's not merely our products. It's about the ethos that we embody. Rugged, resilient, and timeless.